Grandpa's Letters, March 10th, 1942. Dearest Mom and Dad, well, here goes a few lines again. Although there is little to write about, I'll answer your letter of March 5th as regards to my health. I am, as always, well and in high spirits. Happy to hear my allotment for $30 arrived okay. You'll receive a check every month. You know that your pride and confidence in me means so much. Mom, I don't mind if you let other people read my letters, especially when they pay you such nice compliments about them. Besides, our letters home contain no material of importance about the war. Therefore, I believe it is all right. I will look forward to that Easter package you mentioned. Those cigars I asked for can be bought out here. Some fellow had some, and I liked one he gave to me. I didn't even know the price of them. Bud Tanner said he intended to visit you again soon. He has been working nights for a while, and didn't get a chance to call on you. Ozzie and the Grossmans are both well. I told Jack and Harold about your visit to their home. They were glad that you had a get-together. Other fellows received that card from the Navy Mothers Club of St. Louis. One fellow is taking care of the fellows in our ship who want their names sent back. So that takes care of that business. I guess many other things have been raised in price, besides the rent. I guess the general cost of living is still rising. Although I believe the government will control most prices soon. Here, prices are controlled by the military governor. Gasoline is being rationed, but they aren't going to ration sugar. As far as food is concerned with us, it is still the best. In fact, I think it is a bit better since before the war. A meal in town is rather expensive and doesn't compare to our chow in quality or quantity. I will bring this letter to a close for this time. Take care of yourselves, and may God bless and protect you. Your loving son, Elmer Luckett.